Full Service Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Jack Inslee here at Full Service Radio at the Lion Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Just wanted to wish you all a happy Father's Day. We thought it would be fun to talk to some of our family here at the Lion Hotel about their journey through fatherhood. So I sat down with Corey Paloka of A Rake's Progress, the restaurant upstairs here at the Lion, and Eric Bruner Yang, who runs Brothers and Sisters in Spoken English here at the Lion. Both of them are dads, and this interview was really nice. We talked to them both about what it means to be a father, and yeah, so check it out.
I got fatter, that's for sure. But physically, I put every pound my kids grow, I grow it too. You know, we're in it together. Hey, what's going on? My name's Eric Bruner Yang, and I'm the chef owner here at Brothers and Sisters and Spoken English. I have two kids. 2014, we had our first kid, Amara. She'll be 5 on August 19th. And then we had our second kid, Run, in 2016, and he'll be 3 on August 31st. My wife's Cambodian-American. Her family, including her sisters, are refugees from Cambodia. She was born here in Arlington, and she is very much in tune and connected with who she is culturally as a person, and it was really important for her to make sure that the kids had Cambodian names. But her and I are definitely non-traditional people, so we went with some pretty non-traditional Cambodian names. As a father, it's really weird because you have like a timeline of when this baby is going to happen, and you're, you know, trying to be in tune physically and emotionally with your partner, but you know, you don't know what they're feeling. You feel kind of helpless, but you want to be as helpful as possible. And so it's just a learning process as partners. The whole thing is just a really special and beautiful and challenging learning process. I don't actually know my birth father. My mom was a student, grad student at the University of Chicago, and she was dating this guy. He happened to be a professor of Asian studies. They fell in love. They had me as their love child. Well, I was born in Taiwan, and then he was like, hey, I'm going to go back to the States and meet me once you know, I got to go back to work. And so she went home, and he was gone. My stepfather, Sig, he came into my life when I was around 6. It was nice to grow up and have a father. They got divorced when I was in high school, but I got to travel the world. He was in the Navy, and I learned a lot from him. So, what's really cool, I think, about my kids is that they just love to, and it's a product of my schedules. They just want to hang out, right? We don't have to do anything. We don't have to eat anything special. They just want to hang out and laugh and talk and catch up and just mess around. And they're really up for whatever. I mean, you see, sometimes I'm just like, let's just go to work today and just hang out. And I think she has just as much fun doing that as if we go to the park or we go buy toys or whatever. It's just, we just like the idea of just the whatever quality time that we can have. My parents were very loving but super tough, and I am not that. It's not always fair that I come in and it's like, the fun guy's here. But I just, like, growing up was really tough for me, and I just don't want them to experience that. I want them, when they get older, to really understand what real hard work is. My mom worked 1,000 jobs so I could go to private school, and she's a single mother. And I went to private school for a large period of my life, and she worked day and night to make that happen. It's a little different, but I wanted to be able to give them something and help them have an even better life, right? I think everybody wants that for their kids. But, you know, when the kids are 15, 16, they're going to have to get a job just like I did, and I want them to understand what it took for us to live a privileged life, and that their parents worked their butts off. Yeah, right now they might get everything that they want, but it's not going to happen forever. For me, because I don't get as much time with them as I want, little things just like changing into PJs or just brushing their hair or getting them ready for bed still feels like a big deal for me. Every time I get is really precious. And so I think differently than someone that's maybe like around their kids all the time, you're just like, everything kind of just breezes by. But, you know, if she wants me to read her 14 books in a row for bedtime because I haven't seen her in a week, like, I think that's awesome.
I'm looking forward to taking this Father's Day off, but I'm starting to enjoy those privileges a little more now. In my 20s, I didn't quite feel like I was that dad yet. After I turned 30, I matured a little bit, so I think I understood more of what being dad was. My name is Corey Paloka. I am the partner of Erakes Progress and have been leading the bar programs for us for about 15 years. I became a dad when I was 25. I was in Baltimore. Our firstborn daughter, Michaela, who's now 7. Then had my son, Cooper, and he's about to turn 4. And we had twins who just turned 2 on Valentine's Day. You know, being a young dad and kind of just started our business, I remember being like very exciting. It was a surprise for my wife and I, as all of our kids have been. You know, we like that aspect of how our family's grown. And I remember like the time and the place, but I don't think I had any idea what dad meant at that point in time. And when I was younger, just out of college, like I always wanted to be a dad, and I would tell people, I want to change the world and then I'll have kids. And it was kind of an odd thing for a young guy to run around saying, but I remember like telling a lot of people that. What I never anticipated was the inverse, which was you're going to have a kid first, therefore you have to make good on your second half of the promise, which is change the world. I think we try to be good stewards of our region and our community and agriculture, and I can't say that's sustainability. I think it is asking the question and trying to answer it in a way that allows for this region, its traditions, farming, people that are a part of it, I think it gives it a good shot at continuing. And I would hate to contribute into a world that couldn't be here when, you know, my daughter and kids come of age, that was different than it is now. You know, like no crab, you can't go outside because the air quality sucks. I'd like that not to be the reality. And I feel like our work helps bring awareness to that, but also I hope starts to move the needle on the actual kind of results. My father-in-law, Jackie's dad, we call them in the barn conversations. They have a small horse farm. We've talked a lot in that barn about legacy, and I think children are that. I really am now trying to like remember photographically in my brain like how my kids look, how they act in special moments, like if they're laying in bed or running around in the backyard. I'm trying to take like more vivid mental photographs, so when I'm older, I don't forget the look of what it was like to be a father when they were this age. Be a dad. Like, I think a lot of people in their 20s aren't ready to do that. I think it's a great time to have kids. You know, you have the energy and the enthusiasm to keep up with them, youthful, which is really nice. And one thing I tell a lot of my friends that are becoming dads now is it takes a few more months, I think, for kids and newborns to connect with their dads and not to be discouraged by that. I've had a couple of friends that were. I was, but as they get a little older, 3-4 months, all that comes, and it's pretty amazing.